Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Parshas Bamidbar and the upcoming Zman Matan Teresenu, the Chag HaShavuos, which falls on Wednesday and Thursday of the coming week. Let's try a thought on Bamidbar, and one, maybe two thoughts regarding the Yom Tov that's upcoming. Of course, Bamidbar is one of my favorite parashiyos, Bamidbar and Nasai, because it deals with the Kedusha of Shevet Levi, not just the Kayanim, who are mentioned very, very often, but the Levim themselves. There is the Yesodistika Machlaikas, the Rambam, and the Ramban. And that is the following. We know from the Psukim and the Parsha that the Levim were put in charge of carrying the Aron, just like they were in charge of carrying everything else. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Sherish HaShlishi, because the Machlaikas is the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of carrying the Aron belongs to the Kayhanim. In the Midbar, the reason Levim carried it is that they chayser ha-Kayhanim. There weren't enough Kayhanim to go around. As a matter of fact, once Nadav and Avihu passed away, for an extended period, it was just Aaron, Elazar and Isamar, later Pinchas. So there weren't enough to be able to spare four Kayhanim for carrying the Aron. So says the Rambam, in the Midbar, Levim carried it. But Lidzairis, it's a mitzvah for Kayanim. And the Rambam disagrees. Rambam says that no mitzvah changes. It's one of the Tanya mitzvahs, and they don't change. How could the Rambam say they change? Now, of course, our problem is that if you learn Nach, we find sometimes that it's unclear if it's Kayanim or Levim carrying it. But we find when Shlomo HaMelech takes the Aron into the Kodesh HaKodesh, and the Yavil HaKayanim is Aron Bris Hashem, El Mekayri El Divir HaBayis, El Kodesh HaKodesh. There's clearly in the Pasuk that Kayanim carried the Aron. So if Kayanim carried the Aron, then we see that the mitzvah is a Kayanim. It seems to be the Ferish like the Rambam and not like the Rambam. So I'd like to share with you today a teretz that comes from none other than the Ramban himself and is dependent on a second machlaikas. And that is the following. We have at the end of the parashan, Perek Dala Pasuk Yotes, regarding the Shevet HaKohasi, La Yamusu Begishtam Es Kodesh HaKodeshim, that they have to be very careful. The Levim are not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And if they do, they can die because of it, as I state in the Pasuk. There is a disagreement as to what happens when repairs need to be done. When repairs need to be done in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. In other words, you're going in not for fun, but for what needs to happen, what needs to take place. Is it something that Levim also not allowed to go in? It's allowed in the Pasuk. Maybe Levim should be last choice. It says about Levim specifically, Lo Yamusu Begishtem Es Kodesh HaKodeshim. Or is that only for no reason, but for a purpose it's mutter? This itself is a matter of dispute, and it's discussed in Pesachim Chavav, where it talks about the Lulim Hayu Lamayla, where people were lowered in order to fix the Kodesh HaKodeshim. But bottom line, the Ramban says that no, only Kayanim are allowed to go in. If so, the Ramban is L'shitasai Berei Kishmak. The mitzvah never changes. The mitzvah is Levim to carry. Have a mitzvah to carry the Aron. However, in the beginning of Malachim, Shlomo HaMelech is carrying them, then Levim don't have a mitzvah to carry into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's a no-fly zone. That's a place that they're not allowed to go. Very geschmack. So there, Kayanim carried it. So we have learned two disputes between the Rambam and the Ramban, two points of disagreement. One, whether Lidairis is a mitzvah Levim, and we hope that Bikar of Yitzhak Hashem to have an opportunity to carry the Aron again. And who's going to carry it, Levim or Kayanim? Well, we shall see, like the Rambam and like the Ramban. And then the second argument, whether for a need, the repairman who goes into Kodesh HaKodeshim is allowed to be a Levi or not to be allowed to be a Levi. Ad kan, what's nogea parshas Bamidbar. Let's now turn to Chag HaShavuos. In the song, the Zemer, Yom Shabbos Ein Im Lishkayach, the song popularly known as Yaina Matzah Bay Manayach, there we refer to Matan Torah. We say the following words. We say, Ubo Chulam Bivris Yachad, Nasav Nishma Amru Ke'efad. Upasu V'yonu Hashem Echad, Baruch HaNoisem Ayoev Kayach. This is what we say. The question is, okay, Nasav Nishma Amru Ke'echad, that we know. But Upasu V'onu Hashem Echad, where was that? I didn't notice, not in Yisrael, not in Vashkanon, that by Matan Torah, Upasu V'onu Hashem Echad, where did that happen? Tzarech Iyain Gadol. Where did they say Hashem Echad? In order to make an attempt to answer this question, I would like to take you back to something that happened nearly 40 years ago. I found myself at in a bungalow colony and asked to speak at Sudah Shlishis on Parshas Voschanon. I said the following. There were Talmidei Chachamim there. And I asked the following kasha. The shita of the, I believe it's the Bahag, is that Bnei Noach are, of course, mechuyev in Hamunah B'Hashem. Why is that counted as one of the seven mitzvahs? He says because it's a hagdama to the sheva mitzvahs. If you don't have Hamunah, so you can't tell somebody, keep sheva mitzvahs. So Hamunah is a hagdama. Rabbi Chanan brings, the same thing is true about Midas Torah. There are achana for Torah. That's why there's no direct obligation on Midas Torah. Of course we're obligated. But it's a beautiful thought that it's achana to Torah. Once you're a mammon, then it's possible to say, okay, you're obligated in the following mitzvah. Kasha, what about a Mechia Hashem Alekecha? What about the mitzvah of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is indeed one of the Tariag mitzvahs? Tarchi and Gadol, the Sheva Mitzvahs is not, and here it is. So I suggested at the time the following teretz, and maybe it says somewhere, I don't remember if it was my own or somebody else's, be that as it may. I suggested the following answer. The answer is based on the Shita brought in the Ramah. The Ramah Shita is that a Jew is mechuyev to believe in monotheism, in one God, but that a ben Noach is not obligated to believe that there's one God, and the shtus, that there are multiple gods, it's silly, but it's not usur for a ben Noach. If so, very geschmack. The question is answered beautifully. How's the question answered? Question is answered because as akdama to Torah, you have to believe there's a creator. But ben Noach, the sheva mitzvahs are separate, and Emunah is before that. You have to believe that there's a creator, but you can believe in multiple gods. Anechi Hashem Alakecher in Tzicha Meretz Yisrael is an additional chiyuv. The chiyuv to believe in one God, in Yichud Hashem, that there's one Rabbi Nishalayim. Since there's one Rabbi Nishalayim, so that's Anechi Hashem Alakecher. That's not Agdam, it's a Torah. If a person were to believe in multiple gods, he could also believe that there are mitzvahs. So therefore, the question is answered. I said that there was a Talmud Chacham there. He said, "What? That Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That there's one God. That's not a Neichi. That's Shema." And I suggested to answer him at the time, "No, Shema is the mitzvah to proclaim, to say, to make the statement that is one God. But the Amunah, that's a Neichi Hashem Elokech." So that is something I said at Shal Shudas that many years ago. I think it might even be true. Coming back here, Paschal V'yanu Hashem Echad, yeah. We know that in every mitzvah saseh, at the time, mitzvah saseh answered hen. In every lie, they said lie. On the mitzvah of Anech Hashem Lekecha, they said hen. They said Paschal V'yanu Hashem Echad. They believed in Achdus Hashem. Until now, they were not obligated. So this is something that came to Matan Torah. I believe it's a correct and accurate Torah. It's a very geshmaka understanding of a line of the Zemer beautiful Zema of Yom Shabbos and English Kayach. A thought on Megillas Rus. God willing, Hashem should give me the Kayach. The night of Shavuos, I plan to give a shiur on Rus, as I've been doing for probably 25 years. And I go from perek to perek. Go one perek, next perek, the other perek. Then I did end of Parakim, then I did middle of Parakim. Now I'm back to beginning of Parakim, and up to Perek Aleph. I'm preparing, I like to look for something. And so, there's an old kasha, to which I may suggest a teretz. It may be that I asked this question already in one of the previous shiur. The question is that the whole idea of Rus being Mayavi v'loy Mayavis, Rus coming from Mayav, and permitted to marry Bayav because only a male descendant of Mayav is prohibited in Klal Yisrael, and Mayavis is permitted. And that's a basic idea of the family of David HaMelech. That's a problem, because Rus was a descendant of Eglon, who was a grandchild of Balak. And Rashi and Chumash tells us, Balak Melech Melech Mayav ba'Esahi, that Balak was an imported king, is really a descendant of Midian. They needed a king. They didn't have anybody fit for the job, so they imported somebody. And Balak came in. If so, Rus was not really a descendant of Mayav. And the whole basic idea of Mayav and of his family would seem to be not true. A greater problem. Other years, I suggested other terutzim. This year, I'm learning Ebenezer. And I'm learning, it's not so passionate about Tshuva says, Tshuva says, I'm a Kayin. How do you know you're a Kayin? Now, if he has a Shem Shabbos, a relative that has informed him, of course he's believed. But if he has no Shem Shabbos, he's relying on someone who doesn't have a din of Ne'monis in Torah. If so, he's not believed. Actually, it's a Shulchan Aruch, but anyway, Ramesha writes his Nigras Maisha that somebody who says he's about Shuv and he's relying totally on no type of evidence. Sometimes you have evidence, but he's relying totally on what he was told by a secular family. Ramesha writes Nigras Maisha Chelik Dalit of Ebenezer, Simon Dalit, that is known Emanis, which is a discussion. Leave us room for a discussion, Shulis by night. Maybe that's a teretz. She lived the Cheskas Mayav. She lived in the country of Maya. Now we know because the Torah told us that she's a descendant of Eglon and Balak. But at the time in her generation, she couldn't prove it, and therefore maybe she was the Cheskas Mayav, and therefore the whole parasha. Now this doesn't sound true because so many of great Mepharshim talk about the Shailah Mayavis and Mayavis in regard to her. In Kalza, nevertheless, Tarachim, Taka, why is she believed? And I guess we leave that for a different Shabbos, and you know what? Maybe even Lel Shulis have to figure out. She should have known them on this. How does she know she's a descendant of Mayav? Of Midian. She lived in Mayav. She's the Cheskas Mayavis. How does she know? Has Eda told her? What's Eda? It's a Shtaka Kasha. Okay. Bezos Hashem, sometime in the middle of the night, Shulis by night. And until then, we have our grand Hachana from Matan Torah tonight at Mishmar. People are sometimes yes, sometimes not. This is the time to do it. It's just Chodesh Sivan. This is a time to be at Mishmar, over time, Bezos Hashem. And God willing, tonight, Mishmar 2, which starts at midnight, hope to give a shiur on Ruf, well, you know there, as opposed to Iyav, which is the normal fare, but in honor of Shuas, God willing. Looking forward to seeing one and all. A good Shabbos, a good Yom Tov to everybody. Talk to you again in 2 weeks. Kol Tov.